Kristan T. Harris here, filling in for the Honorable Harrison Smith on the War Room. And we got a lot going on here, but before we have our guests come in and join us, I wanted to make it aware how you guys can support this broadcast and keep this broadcast going, how you can keep it live. And there's no better way than heading down to the alexjonesstore.com and picking up some of the great stuff we have on there. And let me tell you guys about what's going on, because there's only 4 days left. Every dollar you spend at the Alex Jones Store gets you 50 entries to win a brand new 2026 Ram 2500 Laramie. And like, who doesn't need a new car? Cars are getting expensive, man. Like, who wouldn't want to win that? And that's a great opportunity. I mean, it makes me want to go and do some shopping after I get off this broadcast right on our own website here. This is the time to stock up on supplements, you know, grab your gear and massively increase your chances to win. Anything you buy gets you entered. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com now. The deal ends Friday. That's right. This Friday at midnight, you don't want to miss it. Plus, there's plenty of other percentages off. You can double dip, man. It's what a great deal, man. Not only are you going to double dip, you're going to get your 40% off of your Ultra Methylene Blue and all these other things. If you spend $29.99, guess what? It gets you a free mystery t-shirt. Who doesn't like a surprise? It's free. I mean, what do you get that's free these days anymore? You're always paying for something no matter where you go. Not to mention the new summer apparel that's on the website. For the first time ever, we're introducing the Hatteras Outdoor Performance button-up shirt. Lightweight, quick drying, and featuring a genuine embroidered 13-star Betsy Ross flag for all those pure Americana listeners out there. And I'm excited about this one. The brand new 1776 heavyweight shorts. You can get them in a pair. Go pick up a bunch of stuff. Pick up some supplements. Pick up some new swag. Get out there. You know, go cloak and swagger, per se. And go ahead and look studly. Support this broadcast. This stuff is all made from premium heavyweight a material, the fleece, the vintage black, deep pockets, and our iconic embroidered 13-star design. These are built to last and only get better with wear. We've also got brand new patriotic hats and limited edition summer tees that you're going to love. Summer won't last forever, and I can tell you from right here in Wisconsin, it gets cold quick. So pick this stuff up, get it on, let people know that you support this broadcast. They're great conversation starters. A lot of people don't even know what the Betsy Ross flag is. Huh? No, a lot of people don't even know that the Alex Jones broadcast has moved to a brand new website. So this is a great way to spread the word, spread the gospel about the Alex Jones Network and support this broadcast, the AlexJonesStore.com. Not to mention, if you're talking about your health, the new Ultimate Turmeric Tincture, introducing the new Ultimate Turmeric Tincture, one of the most advanced liquid turmeric formulas. The fast-absorbing liquid tincture is formulated with premium turmeric root, standardized to 95% curcuminoids, and the most powerful, extensively studied active compounds found in turmeric. We've combined it with ginger root and black pepper. That's the key there, guys. You got to have them all together to get the big punch extract. These extracts will help dramatically increase the absorption for your body, so you're ready to go. It kills inflammation. Does so many wonderful things. I use it all the time. Turmeric is wonderful. Unlike ordinary turmeric supplements, this premium liquid formula is designed for superior absorption and maximum bioavailability. No fillers, no junk, just real ingredients that work together. With 60 full servings per bottle, Ultimate Turmeric Tincture is formulated to support healthy joints, mobility, antioxidant defenses, digestive health, and your body's healthy inflammatory response as part of a healthy lifestyle. And right now, when you subscribe, you'll get an incredible 50% off. Just go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get the new Turmeric Tincture today. Take control of your health, support this broadcast, and experience the difference that premium fast-absorbing turmeric can make. And not to mention, you're going to get all those entries to get a 2026 Ram 2500 Laramie and the free t-shirt. What a deal! Like, who doesn't want to take advantage of that? So head on down to the AlexJonesStore.com. Pick it up today. I'm telling you, we need your support for this broadcast. A lot of people need
this. This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
What do you guys think about invisible drones? Invisible drones! Yup, they are here. That's right, the new surveillance state is getting crazier and wilder. And here to break down some incredible stories is Steve Poikkanen. Steve Poikkanen hosts the AM Wake Up broadcast, an award-winning, no-holds-bars broadcast that combines the best of morning radio and cutting-edge analysis. Welcome to the broadcast, Steve. Man, I'm telling you, the world gets crazier and crazier when we're talking about futuristic technology, Steve. I'm telling you that this stuff is getting wilder and wilder. They Live comes to mind. A lot of movies come to mind, but we're talking about invisible drones.
Who doesn't feel comfortable, Kriston, knowing?
I feel safer already.
Yeah, at any moment you walk outside and there could be a swarm of invisible spy to weaponize drones just waiting to keep you safe.
Well, that's what they're there for, of course. And I'm sure the law enforcement would love to have invisible drones. I mean, what would the uses be? I guess if you're going to have your big screen TV delivered and then it can just uncloak right in front of your home, that might be a safer idea. But I don't feel like, you know, Amazon or UPS or USPS is going to use invisible drones. I have a feeling that these are more military aspects. And my question is, like, I just got done talking to Katie Page, who was involved in the biofeedback program, and I didn't even mention that you were a part, like, you have experience in the GATE program early on. So, like, talking futurism with you is something that's interesting. But yeah, invisible drones, we need them. Of course, we couldn't survive without them. This sounds like something straight out of The Predator, where the Predator has the invisible cloak. How long have they had this technology? They might have had it for 30 or 40 or 50 years, and now they're just bringing it out there, right?
It is one of those situations where it seems like if they're commercializing it or announcing it for use in law enforcement domestically, that it's had some opportunity to prove itself overseas first. And this is something that's using, instead of like a cloaking technology, it's simple motion blur. It's literally moving too fast for you to catch really what's there or what it's doing. And so it plays more on the human eye and the human mind than it does any sort of advanced masking technology. But to your point about police officers loving it, this in combination with a lot of the other surveillance technology that I think we're going to be talking about today, just it heralds the alarm for the death of cognitive function in modern policing. Because if you're a cop, all you have to do is say, well, the robot said. There's no following a lead anymore. There's no, you know, chasing down potential suspects. There's just, well, the robot said, and now you are 100% guilty until proven innocent. And that's not the country that we were promised.
Well, they won't care. The taxpayers will pay out for any lawsuits that happen. And there are a lot of lawsuits right now for wrongful arrest dealing with AI and flock cameras even. And, you know, we could talk a little bit about that. But I just can't get over the fact that we now have invisible drones. Like, this is They Live category. I want you guys out there who are listening to this broadcast to think about that. Invisible drones. drones, invisible drones, non-viewable to the eye. They look blurry. You can't see what they are, you know, because there is no drone program, Barack Obama's, spokesman said. Remember that? There is no drone program. Now you can buy them at Best Buy. Now they got invisible drones. And law enforcement will never get drones. Now they got drones. And there'll never be cameras on the street corners. Americans will never support that. Now the same people that were telling you that you need a tinfoil hat are the ones that are fighting to support the idea of the surveillance state. The people who said, oh, you would never want the America, we'll never put cameras on a street corner. Now they're going, well, we need those cameras. And get your tinfoil hat back on. So which is it? They aren't putting cameras on the street corners. And when I show you that they're here, oh, now we need them. It's because you can't admit to being wrong. It blows my mind how many people out there, the whole road to self-improvement is admitting you're wrong and moving forward. And that's having some base in reality, not being an echo chamber and a program. Because as you know, Steve, I talk a lot about programming on the Rundown Live, my show. And people out there are just programs. And they're running different programs, but they're running the program where, invisible drones, we need them to go in combat with Iran, probably. And who knows who else? China and Russia and anyone else, Mexico, anywhere else we need to go to establish a new world order. Because, America would accept the new world order as long as the orange Donald Trump leads us right into it. And I'm not going to say, he's the lesser of two evils. I think that Kamala Harris would have gotten away with deporting all these people because no one would have said anything.
That's an interesting point. And look, they say that fear is the mind killer, right? Well, so is partisan hackery. And you can have an argument all day long about red team, blue team, but everyone knows that red team or blue team, they're driving everyone with different marketing approaches into this technocratic panopticon that you and I have been talking about for a very long time. And it's an issue where, okay, well, if we point the finger at Antifa or the left long enough, then the people who used to be against cameras everywhere will be for cameras everywhere. If they turn around in a couple of years with, God forbid, President Newsom, and they do the exact same thing to the right, the people who had been previously surveilled will have this politics of spite attitude about everything, because that's the era we live in right now, is the era of politics of spite. And they'll go, well, we got spied on, so now it's your turn to get spied on. And at no point is anyone going, let's stop with all of this madness. We're not this dystopian hellhole. We're not any other country. We're the United States of America, and we don't do this.
Yeah, I remember early on during the Trump administration when he wanted to deem Antifa a terrorist threat. All I could think about is that he was giving them some form of validation in their beliefs, right? He's giving them validation that they are the resistance. And so I'm like, things are going to get much worse. They're going to start doing things that are real terrorism now. Not that they weren't doing bad things already. Now look at what we got. We got an alleged assassination attempt on Charlie Kirk, right? Until Tyler Robinson gets proven that it was him that shot him, obviously. We've had plenty of other craziness go on with the anti-fascists because they've been indulging and they have validation that they are now the enemy. And obviously that makes Donald Trump and America and the Americana ideology the enemy. And that's what's making socialism boom right now. Everyone's like, capitalism, look at it, it's failing. We're hurting. Our economy sucks right now. A lot of that's because of the whole COVID shutdowns, amongst other things. Here we're at it, capitalism isn't so great. So now all of a sudden you got all these socialists popping up all over the place. Some of them are getting elected. Even here in Wisconsin, we got socialists running for governor. We used to have the last socialist mayor in the 1960s that was a German socialist. So I'll let you think about what kind of socialist that was. But that's really where the kids are starting to turn because of the fact that this administration has killed the ideology of capitalism, has not stood by what they claimed that they were going to do, anti-war. I remember at least we were able to say, oh, Trump won't start any new wars. He hasn't before. If we get into war, it's well-deserved. But surprise, surprised the Epstein files came out and we needed to be sidetracked and using something straight out of the Bill Clinton, playbook. We went ahead and did exactly that. And most of America went into their tribal manner that, oh, OK, let's forget about the Epstein files. You know, Biden had control of it first. It's all fake and plagiarized. And there's this whole idea where nobody knows what reality is. Nobody knows what is real. We're just taking everything in at one time. You know, I have to mention something a lot of people don't think about. This is the first time the government ever created a search bar for anything. The Epstein files I'm talking about. Before, you could just get the dump and you could comb through it and find something. Why is it that the government made their own search bar so you could use it to find whatever you're looking for, unless they're going to filter it out so you can't find certain things? That's the way I think anyways. But like, moving forward to what you said, that's the same government now that needs invisible freaking drones, right? It's something straight out of Dr. Evil. Austin Powers number 4. Here we come. Bring on the invisible drones, you know?
It's yet another situation with not just, I don't want it to seem like I'm just picking on the U.S. government here. This is all governments. This is what governments do. They demand transparency from the peasantry. And they demand equal privacy, if not greater privacy, than they're submitting and subjecting the rest of the people to in terms of transparency. So they'll never want the flock light shown back on them. In fact, there's a guy running around right now trying to film flock employees, trying to film on location at flock offices. And wouldn't you know it, Kriston? They're not too happy about being surveilled. They're not. The people who want to make sure that we're on camera 24/7, that even our Wi-Fi routers act as, you know, cameras that show three-dimensional objects moving around in an area, that they are written completely out of that equation. And you know, rank hypocrisy aside, it should be driving a lot of questions for the average individual going, why is it necessary for them to know where all of us are at all times, but we have to sue our local government, we have to sue our state government or the federal government in order to find out what they're doing with that data, who they're selling it to, why it's necessary to compile a database on every single human being in the country, where all of our movements are tracked and monitored, where all of our communications are recorded. What part of Constitution or Bill of Rights does any of this fit into?
Well, you must have wanted it, Steve. You paid for it. Your tax dollars paid for it. And you don't have access to any of the data, only some government. And by the way, we're going to get into flock cameras here in a little bit because there's a lot there. But Texas, check this out. Texas decided to use $4.5 million of your taxpayer dollars for 4 Tahoes decked out in state-of-the-art, futuristic surveillance technology. That's a real article. If you guys haven't checked this out, you think you'd be irate. How many people, how many starving veterans could you feed with $4.5 million? Is this something that the local community was like, yeah, we need 4 Chevy Tahoes, $4.5 million stuffed with surveillance technology? That's that Oreo stuffing everyone loves right there. Just, a stingray hailstorm probably built right in, downloading your cell phone conversations and texts right to the car. The next thing they're going to have is robots like this. They're going to have those Nightscope K5s built in with the hailstorm, built in with the flock, tied to some Fusion Center database, tracking you at real time at all the time. And, first of all, Steve, what's the danger of our government just having flock cameras and license plate, well, just in general, or law enforcement having the ability to listen into your cell phone conversations with Stingray and Hailstorm and have the ability to know where you're at all time? Well, at all times, what's the real issue there? Because if you're not doing anything wrong, who cares, right? That's the argument.
Well, according to the marketing in the Constitution, it's a foundational and fundamental right that doesn't happen to us, that we have freedom of movement, that we have freedom of association, that we have freedom of speech. And monitored speech makes everyone a little bit more likely to self-censor. And when you don't have freedom of association and you don't have freedom of movement, then you don't have freedom. They're taking every tenet of civil liberties and just trampling all over them. They're taking our civil rights and they're trampling all over them. And more than that, you don't get to be in my business like that. That's just, I mean, that's basic human decency that's being violated at every conceive, at the molecular level at this point, at the biometric level, basic human decency is being violated.
Hey, $4.5 million Chevys, that's what we really need, you know, stuck with surveillance gear so they can ride around and cruise around, you know, good old Falco net there. They're going to drive around and cruise around and just suck up all that meta data. And, you know, our government really needs that, right? They need those Chevys, and they're going to start putting these around anywhere else. Remember when it used to just be military surplus? They're like, yeah, we accidentally made 13,000 too many MRAPs. So we'll give them to the cops. And the cops are like, oh, I want my free MRAP. You know, and every county would have an MRAP. And if there's like a war, they could kind of bring them all together. And, you know, they all train with the military. I remember those good old Bruce Willis movies where the local jurisdiction was like, we got jurisdiction here. The sheriff has jurisdiction here. Get the feds the hell out. Now they're training with the feds. Now they're getting the military gear. They're training with the military. And it's accelerationism. And some people think it's needed for the modern day culture of protests and riot. But all I've learned it really does is cause protesters to up their game. They're coming out with shields now. They're coming out with broomsticks. It looks like a medieval revolt with pitchforks in a lot of the case. I know in Kenosha, I covered it as a key reporter. I was a witness in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. I had to take the stage. It was really incredible to see all the makeshift gear. They're coming out in football helmets and hockey gear and all this stuff now because law enforcement is. Back in the day, they just hosed them down with the water hose at the fire hydrant, you know, just grabbed it up and shoot them all with water. But now they got the rubber bullets, the pepper balls, the drone, the invisible drone surveillance, which will be coming. And then maybe we'll put some tasers and pepper balls on them. That, you know, we need that stuff, Steve. We need it.
Well, don't forget the long range acoustic devices. Don't forget the heat cannons, the ion pulse cannons, stuff like that, that many, many police departments have. And when you say that they're training with the military, Kristan, it's not just the U.S. military, it's the Israeli military, too. And you'll find when you look into Falconet that they are partnered with a company called Cognite, which is the Israeli-based firm that is the equivalent to Palantir.
We need.
All of these surveillance companies, and when I say all of them, I'm not being facetious, I'm not exaggerating in the slightest, all have direct connections to foreign intelligence actors who went and spent their time in Unit 8200 or Israeli military intelligence and then got out and started up a surveillance software company. And you go down the list from everyone who's operating in the U.S. right now, from, you know, Flock to Leonardo to this, Falconet system in Texas, which, by the way, Texas was just jealous of Florida because Florida's had this, it had a couple of these Tahoes for a while now. So they just wanted to get in onto that action. But at the board level or the CEO level, there's a direct link inextricably to Israeli military intelligence. And that should, again, anyone who's concerned about sovereignty should perk their ears up, regardless of what the foreign country is that has an inordinate foothold in domestic surveillance. Doesn't have to be Israel. It could be anyone. When it's China, we get particularly upset. But for some reason, when it's Israel, broadly, people give it a pass. I sense that the tide is turning on that, though.
Well, I think that we had a large group of individuals, especially with the Pentecostal and Protestant Christians who do believe like that following Israel is a good idea biblically. And I can understand that. But the problem is it also says in their Bible about the synagogue of Satan and that those that are ruling are really, you know, the synagogue of Satan. And what do we keep finding out that these people are involved? What, Sabini and Frankis? They're involved in a cult and child sacrifice and Baal worship. And that's really who's running things through blackmail and satanic ritual abuse. But it's okay. We can give them surveillance. We'll go ahead and share all the data with the people who are trying to run the world and blackmail our government and potentially that we're involved with Jeffrey Epstein. Those are the exact type of people that need this metadata to, you know, track everywhere you go and develop a surveillance state. And it's interesting that you mentioned that if we built in a surveillance state that watched politicians at all time, that watched government officials at all time, they wouldn't like that at all. I bet you if I had a shirt on and I had binoculars standing from the sidewalk looking into somebody's home, they would call the cops on me. But as long as your Wi-Fi spies on you or your television spies on you or your washer and dryer or toaster or refrigerator spies on you, that's completely okay. That's fine, Steve. We love it. Give us the surveillance state. And it's going to all tie into social credit scores. They're going to turn every transaction every interaction into a transaction. Like you mentioned, people are going to self-censor themselves. They're not going to be genuine humans anymore. Right now, what we have on social media is the wild, wild west. But wait till your social credit score is going to be based on the things you say on social media. Wait till your social credit score is based on who you're friends with. And if you post that, you think 9/11 was an inside job and potentially Mossad could have been part of that. Sorry, Richard Gage. He was saying that a long time ago and he got crucified for it. It's okay to ask questions, but if the wrong person is involved, they're going to go ahead and crucify you and make it so you can't talk to anyone anymore. And sometimes you wonder who really runs this government. Well, look at who we're at war with, Iran, which we shouldn't be, but obviously the Epstein files were trending. So it just makes sense that we went to war with Iran all of a sudden, and we're still not solving that war. I thought Donald Trump had the peace treaty arranged for the 28th, 29th, 30th time that was going to happen. I just don't see it happening anytime soon. Now they're talking troops on the ground. What the hell's going on there? And by the way, we overtook Iran. I'm sorry to not let you talk for a moment, but we sent in our own CIA assets. We overthrew their government. We did such a crappy job over there that they had a revolt, overthrew our puppets we put in there. And then we're like, oh, we'll re-infiltrate it. But we haven't been able to now. So now we're going back in trying to fix the mess that we left. And we shouldn't have been there in the first place. That's really the right answer.
Well, no, I completely agree with that. This is a war that the United States didn't need to be involved in on any level. We were talked into surrounding Iran with military bases over the last 25 or 30 years. It's depleted the United States in terms of treasure and resources immensely. The ongoing campaign in the Middle East, which is by all logical extremes at the direct benefit and upon the orders of the Israeli state. And I think everybody really has a grasp of that now, which is why, in addition to being lied to over and over and over by Donald Trump, where we already took out their nuclear facilities last year. Now we had to go to war again this year to take out their nuclear facilities. The war was going to last 2 days, which took 2 weeks, which if you ever
Steve,
saw the
hold
money
that
pit,
thought, brother. We're heading to commercial break here. Operation Ajax. Know your history, people. Look up Operation Ajax, where we overthrew the Iranian government. That's where all the problems started. We should have never been there in the first place. Call me Ron Paul. I don't know.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best top-of-the-line water filtration system for your showerhead. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The War Room. I'm Kristan T. Harris. You can find me at therundownlive.com. Find me in Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, anywhere where podcasts are found. We host live nightly on Ground Zero Plus as well. You can find the broadcast. Our guest today is Steve Poikkanen from AM Wake Up, one of the great morning shows. Well, no, it's the show to wake up to early in the morning. You're up before anyone else out there in the West Coast, and it's a great program. I love it a lot, and I really want to give you a shot to kind of plug your stuff here in a little bit. But, you know, one of the things that are viral right now all over the place are these flock cameras. And I want to go ahead and mention that there's a kind of like a revolution happening. Like there's some power of the people being flexed right now. And there's a lot of conservatives that are really all down for the surveillance. I think it's because it's the left that doesn't like the flock cameras all of a sudden. But, you know, if you go back about 5 or 10 years, it was the right that didn't like the, you know, the flock, like the cameras and surveillance. It's kind of like with cops, right? You know, during the whole COVID thing, the right really disliked cops. cops, you know, grandma's getting tackled. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was the left that doesn't like cops because of ICE, amongst other things. We'll get into maybe a little bit of that and just the craziness of ICE not honoring any of the Constitution, really, you know, taking American citizens, putting them on the ground, putting guns to their head while they search hotels in Chicago, and weird and bizarre stuff, shooting like Americans, you know, that are or people here that are here illegally shooting them. It's wild to me. But I want to go ahead. We're going to start off by rolling this clip. Go ahead and play clip four. They're switching out these flock cameras with something worse.
These flock safety cameras, used to help law enforcement read license plates to catch criminals, are under fire here in the Fox Valley. And while Grand Chute voted to remove them Tuesday night, it also voted to install new cameras through Axon, a competing company.
We talked with Axon, and they offer a very solid product, something that we believe benefits the community in multiple ways and also respects resident privacy in a way that feels more comfortable, quite honestly.
The police chief says the town would have more knowledge of how the data is being used if another department accesses it. Chief Moss also cited a pattern of inaccuracies, including with Flock's relationship with Oshkosh, poor service with malfunctioning cameras, and a lack of security protocols in agencies it shares data with. To give you an idea, here in Grand Chute, each dot on the map represents a camera. That's 23 in total. You can see they're concentrated in that Fox River Mall area. Now on Tuesday, unlike in other municipalities, no residents spoke in favor or against the Flock cameras. Now, in light of this, we asked Flock why the public should still trust its services. Flock highlighted the success it's had catching criminals and added, "Each agency owns and controls its data, including who can access it and whether it is shared." Continuing, "When issues are identified, our focus is on resolving them quickly. We have continued to invest in reliability, support, and clearer customer communication, and we remain committed to being the kind of responsive public safety partner agencies can count on."
The police chief says he already planned to not renew the agreement with Flock when it was set to expire next summer, but the recent behavior of Flock caused him to speed up his recommendation. The move has no financial impact on the town. Reporting in Grand Chute, I'm David Goh, Fox 11 News.
So, of course, you get rid of the Flock cameras and you think you have a small victory, and they're like, nah, bring on the real surveillance. They now got these Flock cameras that our motion, they follow you. They're like 360 degrees. They motion sense. And then when you walk by, they're like checking you out. They're like following you everywhere you go. They're following your plates. How are these, you know, how are these things being used, Steve? Are they being used just to capture license plates, or are they recording a lot more?
Well, there's a big scandal recently with Flock employees that were accessing a middle school gymnasium, elementary school gymnasium.
No.
Because for some reason, for some Dunwoody, Georgia, they got in a bunch of big trouble down there. There are Flock cameras that point at playgrounds that are nowhere near where a road is. There are Flock cameras that are pointing on walkways for public parks. For state parks, there are Flock cameras that are pointed directly at the entrance of sporting goods stores, Kriston, that sell firearms. Now, again, why you need license plate reader cameras pointed directly at the entrance and exit of a sporting goods store where they sell firearms seems pretty self-explanatory to me. They want to know if you're walking out with a nice long box and a couple of little smaller boxes that say ammo on it. This is about maintaining a database on every citizen, and we're in the era of surveillance state whack-a-mole right now, because if you get rid of the Flock contract, then the Axon light post contract pops up, or the Leonardo signal trace pops up, or what is it, the Orchestra Veritas package pops up. But there are, again, a lot of these, and they all have the same Unit 8200 Israeli surveillance connection.
Oh, yeah, and we just need to have the floodgates. We'll have more people look at it. That makes me feel safe. It's going to go through more hands. Don't worry. It's not as bad as Flock. At least that's what they're telling you from the same people who claim that Flock cameras only record license plates. You know, it's just crazy to me. And where does this data go? You see these data centers popping up all over the place. It makes you wonder why they need these crazy data centers, not just for the robots to come in and fold your laundry and wipe your ass. They're going to need these AI data centers to type, you know, to kind of build your virtual reality, your virtual world. You know, I always thought it was interesting when we talk word magic, the term for Meta backwards is Adam. And when you think about what Meta is doing, they're developing a virtual world. Adam as in the building blocks of life. They're building the virtual world for people. And they need Microsoft needs these Meta data centers. We need them all over the place. And they're destroying, you know, a lot of the environment in the local area. They're using a lot of the water. They're contaminating the water. They're causing problems. In fact, there's this whole article. People are throwing acid-filled balloons, which I don't, obviously, we never encourage violence. But why are people throwing acid-filled balloons at data centers? Like, what's that going to do? The left sometimes does some things that I don't understand. But hey, you know, acid-filled balloons.
So, okay, so what's really going on with that? A couple of things going on with that. Number one, it's the organization that is being accused of doing it is Extinction Rebellion. I personally believe Extinction Rebellion to be a highly compromised organization, that for every 10 people that you see as a member, 7 or 8 of them are either informants or assets of some sort of intelligence agency or police apparatus. I don't believe them to be that legitimate of a group. Which is why I think that they're spearheading the more violent aspect of it. You and I don't believe in political violence, Kriston. We're opposed to terrorism like that. The concoction that they're throwing is highly acidic in terms of its ability to chew through concrete. So what they're trying to do with these is literally acid bomb the structure in order to weaken it so that it's compromised and you can no longer safely have a data center there without tearing the whole thing down and then rebuilding it and reinforcing everything, which is a very interesting way of going about it. Although I will say this, if anybody's going to fill acid in a water balloon and throw it this way, make sure it's the fun kind and not the melting concrete kind. Just if we're going to do that.
Well, yeah. So, you know, what's interesting, some things that really come to mind is the Boogaloo movement, how it's all compromised. You have the Mike Dunn situation. You know, there's a documentary coming out by Ford Fisher about that. You guys should check it out about, you know, the Boogaloos being infiltrated. But it's the same idea. So what they want to do is pay a bunch of provocateurs. They get paid per person that they get to do dumb stuff like throw acid balloons at a data center, and they target a data center. Right. And you know, everyone's electric bills are going up and it's just going to cost us all more money just so that they can get paid and they get people to do dumb stuff. So it doesn't surprise me on the left that they would be infiltrated by a lot of government goons who are looking to get paid by causing other people to do extremist things. And throwing water balloons at the data centers is one of them. Steve, what are some of the complications we're seeing with data centers? Why is it that everyone dislikes this idea? Because if they can help create more jobs, if they can help make our life and society easier, what's the trade-off? What's the problem with these data centers?
Well, there's a few, and I think people are becoming cognizant of the reality, Kriston, that these aren't data centers, they're surveillance centers. And that, even on its face, is creepy enough. The other thing is, they don't give you any long-term jobs. Yes, temporary construction jobs in a location for the duration of the build, but once that's gone, so are the jobs. In Grand Rapids, Iowa, and that area, they had two big data centers come in, one from Google and I think one from Meta. And they did an assessment saying that there would be no more than 61 semi-permanent jobs created for the hundreds of thousands of acres that get chewed up by this going forward. And that was contractually all they needed and all they had to have. You can't have on-site personnel because they're giant server farms. So a human being walking into that is going to get cooked. So anybody who does, you know, observational protocol, whatever it is, or even remote, bug fixing is going to be doing it off-site. So even the permanent employees aren't going to be living in the community. They're all getting tax incentives. They're all getting a bunch of kickbacks. So they're not actually developing the communities that they're operating in. They're not giving anything back to them. In fact, they're cleaning up from them while they poison the water, while they raise the ambient temperature. And this isn't global warming alarmism. It's just when you have to have massive cooling towers that suck up all the water around you to regulate the temperature in the facility, that heat does radiate. They were talking about how in Salt Lake City, the average temperature on the ground has gone up significantly enough to notice during the implementation of this massive data center process. So it's weird, too, that finally you've got Extinction Rebellion on the limited hangout end doing political violence about it. But other than that, you don't see any of the climate change people or the pro-environment people raising the alarm about the surveillance centers. It's only coming from the liberty communities and some of the more like agorist communities. Very interesting to know.
Well, yeah, it's interesting all around how they seem to be, really against the idea. It's the conservative market's like, this is going to create a lot more jobs. But the liberty and the libertarians, you know, the Thomas Massey, Ron Paul type people of the world are saying, hey, guys, watch out. This is crazy. Something you mentioned here really stands tall is the fact that Microsoft and Google and these companies are saying that these are the only type of data centers that they can make. It's the only way to use it or to cool these data centers is to use water, which we found out to be a lie. Guys, roll clip 5. This is Doug, who has data centers in Hiawatha. They are not toxic to the environment. They can build them. They just don't wanna. Here, check this out.
And everything that Google is telling you is BS. My name is Doug Seavey. I've called the mayor and suggested that I get put on some kind of a committee because I'm Palo's resident expert. I build data centers. I own data centers. I built the first private data center in the state of Iowa. And everything that Google is telling you is BS. I have a data center right now that's running in Hiawatha, and I have been there 14 years and have never used 1 gallon of water. What Google isn't telling you is they don't want to use the technology because it costs more. They're going to burn through the water, and when it's done, and they don't care.
And that's what it comes down to. They're going to use your water. They don't care. They're going to lie to you, say that this is the only way we can do it. We got to use your water to make these data centers. They got the money to pay for the good data centers, too, on top of it. And they could make a profit. But they don't really care about the environment. That makes me think about how full of crap Maurice Strong was back in the 80s with his whole global warming. You know, that big oil mongol who made all that money. You know, carbon credits, Al Gore, New York underwater, the glaciers are gone by 2020, all that trash. It just was a bunch of malarkey. And here we have the same companies that were really worried about it, the carbon credits. But now we got to build AI data centers. So you know what? Nobody believes that stuff anymore. The conspiracy theorists were right once again. Alex Jones was right once again. But we're not going to go ahead and give them the credit. We're just going to go ahead and be silent about it and say, we have to use your water. It's the only way we can do it, which is really trash and really not true, because, you know, good old Doug over here in Hiawatha is building data centers that don't even use a gallon of water and are cooling just fine. Now, I want to know, and you want to know why computers are expensive. You want to know why SSDs are expensive. You want to know why cell phones have gone up in price and laptops and everything else, because the graphics cards and the hard drives that are solid state drives are being sucked dry by these data centers. That's who's getting them. They're taking all the components, so you can't can't get a damn laptop. And, you know, the price of all that stuff's going to skyrocket. That's why for the last 10 years, we can't get bigger than a 1 or 2 terabyte solid state drive, because the data centers are sucking them all up and buying them in bulk. And if you want to buy one, yeah, it'll be $500 or $600. The price of those things haven't gone down at all. It's because these data centers are really, you know, depleting your market. They're depleting the overall supply and demand. So data centers, kind of crazy. And what's the solution here? What do you think the result is going to be of this, Steve?
Well, if enough people just opt out, then it dies on the vine. And that's the thing. There are movements, you typically in the younger generations, where they're going off of smartphones, they're going back to dumb phones, they're going away from having, you know, smart homes, smart this, smart that. They're talking about dumb homes. There was something called the Summer of LUD in New York this year, in I think East Village or something like that, where they were holding classes on like how to have game and approach people and have real conversations in three-dimensional space and getting away from the dating apps and stuff like that. So I think nature wants to find a balance, and we are natural beings still, most of us, I think, I hope, I pray, we're natural beings. And so we're striving for some kind of balance in this. I don't think anybody really wants to burn it all down and go back to the 1700s, but what I do see is a recognition that this is invasive, unnecessary, unconstitutional, in many ways illegal technology that has forced its way into our lives, into our homes, into our vehicles, into our workplaces, and we're trying to find that balance. So whatever that looks like, I know it starts with not mass adopting all of this nonsense.
Well, you know, the Patriot Act, we needed that. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy to me. And you said a lot of very interesting things, and I can relate and I can equate. You know, is that the new one-liner pickup line? Do you want to live off the grid with me, baby? Is that what makes the hot mess?
Hey, baby, you like chickens?
Yeah, you like chickens? You want to go grab some eggs with me? You know, like same day fresh eggs, you know. It's interesting, you know, people back in the day, they used to get their marijuana from a shady drug dealer. Now people get their marijuana in a store, and now people get their eggs from a shady egg dealer and don't buy their eggs in the store. It's crazy to me how the world has gone and how it's flipped. But yeah, more women I meet, you know, I'm a single dude, and whenever I try to meet a girl that I'm interested in, it seems like a common theme that more and more people are interested in living off the grid, getting out into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm from Wisconsin. That's where I got this silly accent from, right? People north of Illinois can understand me completely. Maybe you guys in Cajun country, you guys need a translator. But, you know, at the end of the day, people want to move to the UP. People are talking about moving to Wyoming and into Oregon and these places just to be off the grid, to be completely away from society. And at what point is that going to be considered, like, you know, the terrorism list? What are the top characteristics of a terrorist? They want to use cash, wear a backpack, blue jeans, and live off the grid. Is that what it's going to be? Because I can tell you, women love the idea of having a farm, having their own chickens. You joked about it, but it's true. Raw milk, having their own garden. That's what's coming back. And you should learn how to plant. I think it's sexy when a girl's like, I got a garden and I'm growing some, you know, pickles or whatever it might be. You know, that's the way to do it, Steve. And I think people have gotten away from all of that. They've gotten away from the earth. They've gotten away from having human interaction. I remember I was on a date maybe like 10 years ago, and the girl was a little bit younger than me. She was about 8 or 9 years younger than me. And she asked me, you know, so how do you meet people? And I'm like, you know, the grocery store, or maybe if I rent back then, I think there was still a Blockbuster too. You know, if I go out for DVDs, you meet a girl and be like, oh, a bottle of wine. You got a DVD. What are you up to tonight? You want to hang out? Want to make a friend? You know, we would meet people like at a laundromat. We would talk to people, especially women, you know, to say, hi, how you doing? And, you know, the woman learned to you know, objectively be like, yeah, no, I'm not single or whatever it is, you know, or some of them would take you up on it. I can't tell you how many dates I've gotten just meeting people and having a good time. But she's like, that's weird. I'm like, well, how do you meet people? She goes, oh, I use a dating app. I'm like, you order people out like pizza? What do you want today? Pepperoni? Do you want bacon on your pizza? What is it that you want on your pizza? Because you're ordering people out like pizza. When I used to bartend, I remember women would bring their men into the bar because I was a safe bartender and they liked me. And when the guy would be out in the bathroom, they'd already be on their day app looking for their next date. It's like the guy didn't even have a chance. He's already looking for what the next upsell is. And it's about that dopamine kick. It's about meeting somebody new and upgrading and getting something better. And the thing is we got to learn to be human again and conversate with each other. Steve, we have about 2 minutes here. I want to give you a second to plug yourself. Let people know about AM Wake Up because your show is great. I love having a cup of coffee in the morning, listening to your broadcast early in the morning, obviously before I go on air from noon to two on Ground Zero Plus. And you as well. I know I have been growing your platform and you're available on Rumble and BitChute and all these other platforms. So tell our listeners a little bit about you and your program. And I might not let, you know, I'll let them know that you're an award-winning indie podcast. There you got an award.
There we go. I did, in fact. Yeah. No, it's morning radio the way that I always wanted to hear it when I was growing up. So we have a lot of fun, we do a lot of jokes, we listen to some music, and we give you your news 6 months early, 12 months early, sometimes 5 years early. And it's a great community of people there. You can find us in AM Wake Up on Rumble, on Odyssey, BitChute, on Twitter, groundzeroplus.com, vigilante.tv. And I think that's it. Substack, if I didn't say Substack. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the new way. Digital radio.
7 to 10 a.m. every morning on the West Coast, 9 to noon Central is when we broadcast.
And by the way, it's crazy because digital broadcasting is the way to go. And we syndicate on every platform we can to get to the most people and reach as many people. So if you're looking at supporting our broadcasts, you can always reach out to us. Obviously, thank you to the people over here at the Alex Jones Network. They do a wonderful job. Thanks for joining me, Steve. And last question, man, what's the solution? How do we unplug from all this?
Well, it's as simple as just, you know, turning your Wi-Fi off at night. That's a huge first step. There's lots of different ways that you can go about doing it. Remember that they still make physical books. Remember that you're a natural being. Go have three-dimensional conversations with people. Put down and walk away from Netflix at night. Go build yourself a little bonfire in the backyard. Invite some friends over. Crack a few beer. Tell some stories. You know, that kind of thing. Do make a return to what made us all human. I think little steps in that direction every day are going to make a massive difference.
Yeah, well, the elite are doing that right now at Bohemian Grove, which is going on, by the way. You know, they're cracking their brewskis. They're doing their mock child sacrifices. Why can't we celebrate and have some time, good time with their friends, invite your friends, make phone calls, and meet them in person? People don't even play video games together anymore. They do it with the headset. I remember back in the day, we'd have to go to our friend's house. Steve Poikkanen, AM Wake Up, thank you for joining us. Kristan T. Harris filling in for the Honorable Harrison Smith on the War Room. Thanks for tuning in. We have a great guest joining us in just a moment. We have Justin Robert. We're going to dive deep into the flock and surveillance world with Justin Robert. Make sure that you guys don't go anywhere. Share the live link with your friends. This is Kristan T. Harris. We'll be back.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if. It's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.